And so that me, I'm wondering if then you couldn't squeeze it up by, you've got 24 inches, if you couldn't squeeze it, you know, to 18 or something would be, so if
Or
it,
maybe we can meet in the middle, or and it would do 20, maybe 22 or something. I can resubmit to you guys,
yeah.
removing those items, squeezing it all down, taking mid spa down a notch, maybe
Not too
15,
much, just
20%.
a
Yeah, maybe a
little.
little bit, just to tighten it all up a little bit, and maybe
Yeah.
we'll satisfy some of the issues.
The other thing I might suggest, it looks as if on the rendering the sign is mounted fairly high but centered on that second story window. And I wonder if it should actually come down so that it's a little closer to the business itself. It looks
No,
like it's
we can tweak it a little bit. I don't see
floating
why
up there
we can do that.
higher than it needs to be. Yeah, we just
Yeah,
want to give it a little headroom above that architectural detail
the
too.
cornice thing, right?
Yeah, and I think we should still see the brick underneath that. I don't want you to come down too low. So in other words, with the
Right.
new size, with the new height, it ought to be fit within that window. In other words, if you want to take the width of the window, it should fit sort of in that envelope.
Sure.
And yeah, I'd be curious of when this rendering was done, what size sign you were working with for the rendering. That would give us an idea.
It was a 72 by 24, but like I said, you have to take some liberties because you have to tweak the angles a little bit, you know, like to get that perspective look
Yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
The
Okay.
better thing I could probably do is take a picture that's 90 degrees, you know, and maybe give you a better sense of the actual size with a rendering, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
that would show what it would look like in perspective to the actual windows and the cornice, everything else. That'd be, I think, very helpful.
sure.
all right. So it looks like, you know, we're coming to a resolution here, and ultimately make a motion here. I do want to open up to the public in a second, but do any of the commissioners feel they want to see what their thoughts were on the use of the sign band? They said they presented that to the BPDA.
Well, it seems the stumbling block's the building owner, though, right? Not the BBDA. So,
Well, the BPDA didn't allow us to put on the sign band. It doesn't sound like it's their jurisdiction. I don't know,
it's
but
not.
they did not want to see it on there. That was their opinion. They were adamant, not allowed to touch that nice, beautiful iron facade or architectural detail, excuse me.
All right.
Which I agree, because I'm in historical downtown New Bridgeport now, and they would never allow me to touch something like that. I mean, I have a blade sign on my building now here, and
yeah, I guess I would echo that, because I think if we're talking about the when you're saying, are you talking about the cornice itself, because or below the cornice? Because if that's the case, I don't think that's, in my view, appropriate. I would prefer to see it up or down, but not horizontal across. I don't think that feels right to me.
Across the cornice.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
doesn't.
no,
That,
I
I
would,
mean,
if it was going to fit within that green cornice, I was suggesting that it should fall within that flat portion of the cornice only, not go above it or break it in any way, break the horizontal lines of it. So if that's not what you were thinking, then it's not worth it for us to even see it. So all right. There, I see there, I know there's I see some Steve's hand is raised here for the public. So do we want to open it up to the public now?
All right, I'll Steve Hollinger, I'm gonna
Well, let me read this.
oops.
Do I want to, I'll read this one piece in here for during the public comment here. There's a piece on my script, so let me read this in first before we go to that. It says members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please quote, raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press star 9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at fort.ldc@boston.gov. or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag FPC April 9 hearing. We will wait at least 2 minutes to allow the public to submit questions. So do we, Mary, do you go then and accept people that are raising their hands currently, or how does this work?
Yeah, we can go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I just allowed Steve Hollinger.
Yep, can you hear me?
Yep.
I don't particularly have an opinion one way or the other on what's been stated so far, but I just wanted to state that prior to Stantec being in this building, it was owned for about 80 years by a good friend of mine. And that band that David's talking about had a large sign across the band that said Forte Dupe Sawyer Wool Company. So I'm just pointing out some of the history of that band that David was talking about. And I just wanted to clear that up. Thank you.
So it was part of it was used for the signage for that company.
Sign on a sign.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So it has historic precedence, but Steve, are you still there?
Yes.
So was that sign within the flat portion of the cornice?
It was either within the flat portion, or it was a wood sign that was somehow affixed to the building that ran across it.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was within it or on a wooden sign that ran across it.
Okay, it didn't extend beyond it, the height or the, it stayed within it horizontally.
To my recollection, it was very long, narrow sign.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Are there any pictures of that?
I can get pictures because my friend's still around, so.
Yeah, I'd love to see the pictures of that.
That would be great, yeah.
Sure.
Maybe bring it back in a way to kind of put that back in there.
I'll submit them to Mary this week.
Thank you.
Great, thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Are there other people with their hands up here?
No
other comments?
I'll say for now that there has been no emails or anything submitted via Twitter.
Okay. All right, Mary, do you have any staff comments that you want to bring out?
I do not, although I would add that our guidelines do state that sign bands and transoms are appropriate locations for signs affixed to buildings.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, all right, so I think if Steve gets that to you, I think it'd be great for the applicant to see it, and then then they can decide if they want to utilize the same kind of system and draw something up so we can see it, and then also show that to your the owner of the building as well, I guess. To
I don't have a problem bringing back the old and twisting it into a new version. Why not? But,
yeah. So, all right, we just need to see that. So, all right. So I think it sounds like we need to make a motion on this. So I think it sounds like we've got a couple, maybe it sounds like it's going to be a deny without prejudice with you guys coming back before us to show us two things, basically, a reduced size of the blade sign to what we discussed, bringing it in so that it's maybe in the 20-inch range widthwise and in the, 5-foot dimension? Or it's,
it's 5 foot by 20-inch.
5 foot, roughly,
60 by 20.
Yeah, and see if we can make it work that way. And then, again, adjusting its position so that it balances with the window, or at least takes into account the window. I wouldn't want it to extend above the lintel of the window. I think that should read clear. So it's got to fall within basically the glass portions, I think. Also then look at possibility of another option of using that sign band. We can decide at the next hearing.
Works for us.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
All right, so I guess that would be, I've just made the motion, I guess. So if we want to hear a second.
I'll second.
Okay. So Commissioner Karoff?
Yes.
Smilage?
Yes.
Gargonian?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes on that. Okay, so Steve, I don't know if you're still on. Is he still on? No. All right. So he needs to get that the photographs to Mary, and then Mary, obviously, when you see them, you'll get in touch with them. And
Can I just request something? If you don't see those pictures within, let's say, 2 weeks, that we move on from that idea or something, because I don't want to sit and wait for him.
No, I know, and we know Steve one. We can certainly call him to.
We're kind of on a time crunch here, and I wanted to.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Fair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Yep.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. Are we set up for the second one now?
Yes.
Okay. So the next is application 20.856, and that is 26, 30, and 36 Thompson Place. And the proposed work is at the 30 Thompson Place facade, remove a storefront system and install an entry and replace two overhead doors with new doors and infill.
Hi, this is Paul Conley from Crosspoint, and I believe Nate Turner, the architect from MPA, is on the call as well. I just want to introduce myself.
Yes, I am here. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful. So this is a continuation of the previous hearing when we were looking at 30 Thompson and talking about the proportions of the overhead doors maybe needing some refinement. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is taken a look at two particular elements. One is the vertical nature of the mullions, and the other one is the kind of the horizontal nature or stacking of the overhead, the existing overhead doors, and how they relate to the proposed design. So, Mary, if we could jump ahead to, I think it's slide 4. It's just going to go right into photos of the existing condition. Oops, sorry, go back one. There we go. So I don't think we showed these photos in our previous presentation, but we just wanted to make sure everyone gets to see the present day condition to know what we're trying to improve. You'll see that these two existing loading bays have a rather industrial look to them, and they're I can't really see what's going on in there, which is probably a good thing at the moment. So when we go to the next slide, you'll see that We're showing some inspiration images of what we're trying to achieve from a glass and transparency into the new first floor space. And it's really the image at the top middle is what we're looking at, you know, having a kind of an industrial overhead look, but having it be more inviting so it could be flexible for retail space. And you'll see an image on the left that is from Bar Taco across the street at 25 Thompson. So we just wanted to show you here that this is kind of what we were thinking of as we go into the next slide where we show how we've revisited the overall proportions. So on the bottom, you'll see what's existing, you know, thin slat, a lot of stacking, and very opaque. And in the top portion, we're showing how this design relates to the buildings that we've previously submitted on. But when we go to the next slide, you'll see it in a rendered version. So you can start taking a look at where the solid panels are on the right hand, because that's going to remain a loading bay for building operations. But we're using the same proportions on the left to have it be a retail entry point. And I'm flying right through this portion only because we're going to get into an enlarged view in just a second here. So the next slide is really the one where you can see how we're looking to align the verticals with the vertical mullions and details with the windows above, and the relationship to the intermediate brick pier in between the double hung windows on the second floor. And the horizontals is something where we've reduced the count down to just, you know, four horizontal bands, and this translates up into the transom as well. So overall, this starts feeling a little more scale appropriate than what we've shown before. And we think we can incorporate man doors into both the loading bay component as well as a retail entry component. And then moving right along into the next slide, this is more of a perspective view, just so you can see the open and closed vantage points for the condition.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, okay. that's it.
So Mary, if we can go back just one slide for a second, because I had a question on your choice of your divisions vertically.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the windows on the second floor, it looks like you've got, okay, you've got the edge of the far left pair. You've got that lineup. And then if you take the division between that left-hand pair, the center, that line mm-hmm. comes down and is reflected in your doors. But then the right-hand side of that right window, that does not look to line up. And I wondered why you did that. To me, it would seem you would have the alignments matching the windows above, and then the center would just be whatever the brick is, and that would come down. So the center would probably be thinner. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. So it would almost be, and I think if we work our way on from the second floor down,
yeah.
The second floor has almost like an AABAA relationship.
Correct.
And you're asking about the same thing.
Yes.
And I think that is doable. I think what we were trying to be cognizant of is the minimum width needed for the door, and just not wanting to make, working from left to right on the first floor, making that second transition between the second and the third panes too wide if we started matching the door width and the door width and then having that middle pane. But I think we can absolutely do that AABAA.
Yeah, I think that would read, because when I looked at it at first, I thought, well, this looks a little jumbled, and I couldn't quite figure out what the intent was. But I think if you just take the lines of the windows above and then the width of the brick, the center vertical piece would be thinner, but the two on either side would be equal. You know, those four panels would be equal. I think that would make more sense. And then I think one of the other thoughts we had is, you know, the one with your actual loading dock itself. Right now, by putting that glass on the second tier down only, mm-hmm. you know, that sends the message of like a suburban garage door. And I wondered, and I know you want to block what's going on behind it, but wondered if you put glass on the top two and then left the two bottom opaque, if that would take it out of the realm of the typical suburban garage door and start and make it look in, you know, something, it'll have some contemporary features to it, but I think it would look a little bit better.
Yes. Sure. David, I agree with you, and Nate, that's no problem for us. That's a good idea, and I think that makes sense. So we'll do that if that's what you'd like us to do.
Yeah. I want to hear from the other commissioners as well, before that's final, but, and then on this, on the loading dock door, you've got the bottom two door panels. That's actually going to be a walk-through door. Is that what I'm seeing there?
A man door.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And if you took that, the window, and you brought those lines down of that far right window to match that, would that be an adequate width for your man door?
Yes, I believe so. And I think we could do the same thing here, but there's some slight refinement to make sure those verticals have more of a relationship and do the same thing as the adjacent glass, primary glass door.
Okay. All right. Do the other commissioners have thoughts on it?
I like what you're suggesting, David. I think that's going to make a big difference, actually.
Okay.
As far as the lights are concerned.
Yeah. All right. And if there's no other thoughts, we'll open this up to the public as well. So are there any hands up out there?
So for online comments, there hasn't been anything submitted via email or Twitter.
All right.
We have one. Sarah McCammon has her hand up.
Okay. So go ahead.
Hi, this is Sarah McCammon, Fort Point resident. Thank you, commissioners, and thank you, Nate and Paul. Just one general comment, which is just something that I'd like to say about the changes to Thompson Place. I think that and understand that Invesco and Crosspoint needed to make these buildings attractive to retail. It is a little discouraging to me, the changes that are being implemented to the changes that were prior approved. And I, you know, understand it from a certain perspective for the specific tenant, which leads me to just a question. Is this a retail, this retail tenant a restaurant? And that's why they're looking for the opening of sort of the garage door?
We hope it is. We don't have one yet. But yeah, that's one of the things we'd like to do, to just add, the public has told us they love the restaurants in the street, and that would be a nice addition if we could get one. We don't have one specifically right now.
And then, Paul, is there, for the sidewalk that you have there and the width, would you be looking at all, if you get a restaurant tenant for this place, of spilling over into the sidewalk with any type of cafe seating?
Not at the moment. That's why we want to have the roll-up door, so we could have some sort of cafe in the inside. That's the idea of the whole roll-up door.
Yeah. I mean, if you decided you wanted to use the sidewalk and have tables and such spill out, that would have to come back.
Correct. Yeah.
Separate application. So, yeah.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. Yep. We're taking this step by step.
Okay. Great. Any other thoughts, Sarah?
No, I think that was really it. And then the only thing that I thought of is, and it probably I'm being influenced by the prior presentation, but if we go to this sort of garage with the smaller, looks like smaller panes, just wouldn't want to see that being covered with, and I'm going to use the wrong terminology, some sort of decals to advertise a different type of, you know, retail.
Absolutely not.
Just thinking about the pedestrian experience. Thank you.
No, I think we'd have to go through landmarks anyways. And I think if you look at what Trader Joe's did, beautiful touch was putting up the historical graphics that they did. But we would run everything through landmarks like we always have done since 2015.
All right. So right now there's no signage that's part of this application until you get a tenant in there. So,
sorry, I'm on mute. Absolutely correct, Commissioner. Okay.
Great. Is that it, Sarah?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other hands up out there? I can't quite see.
No other hands.
All right. So do somebody want to, one of the commissioners want to make a motion then on this?
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
That, this is Lynn talking? Yeah. All right. And,
except for the other row of
Glass.
I'm sorry, you're right. With the adjustments that David suggested on the light configuration.
Right, and then the alignment, making the verticals align with the window patterns above. And then the two top horizontals will be glass on the actual loading dock door. Okay. One of the questions though, the door is going to be painted, is this a dark bronze or something, or what's the...
The frame finish?
The whole, yeah, and then your whole door, the garage.
Yeah, it's a dark bronze.
Okay.
So, you know, the color rendition here might be a little bit open to interpretation, but it's supposed to be a dark bronze like that's been done next door at 44 Thompson.
All right. And I know we're midstream into this motion, but I don't know that maybe this is already resolved. What is the door going to be? Is it wood?
No,
this was going to be like a factory enamel. So like a painted metal.
All right. And then it will have the panels that we see here, they will be recessed or so. And then the ribbing would be, the verticals and horizontals will be something proud of that or what?
Correct. Yeah. So there'd be, a profile for the edge trim, but then the panel would have a slight recess to it. So it's not going to be a monolithic.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, Lynn, you are in midstream. Are you finished with the motion?
Yes, with your additional, with your supplementary proviso.
Okay, great. Second? Is that Sue, you second it?
Yep.
Okay, so Commissioner Carl?
Yes.
Garganian?
Yes.
Smilage?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We have one administrative approval here.
Correct.
Okay, so let me read this in. This was an application that came before the staff, and it was approved pending our vote, but approved based on the fact that it, in their opinion, adhered to the standards and criteria. So the motion at the end of my reading it would be to accept their findings. And that's application number 20.939321 Summer Street, regarding at the roof level, replace a cooling tower, associated piping, wiring in kind. So the motion is to accept that. And we have a second.
Second that.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. Now we have to ratify the minutes for the February 13 meeting. And so I read it. I didn't have any problem with it. So if anybody else has a would like to make a motion to accept those minutes as written.
Move to approve the February minutes.
Okay, second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. All right, so that's approved. Now the other would be the approval of the March 12 minutes. So if the if we have a motion to approve.
Sure, move to approve.
Okay, second.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. All right. Any staff updates?
Just that we're doing this virtually.
Yeah.
No updates aside from that.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
How are you guys doing? How are things going?
Okay. Obviously, very different. I noticed it was very busy, like the first week and a half that we were working remote. But I've noticed a bit of a drop off in terms of members of the public reaching out to us and people from ISD reaching out to us. So that's a little weird, but it's a great opportunity to do some catch up on things. So I'd say so far it's going as well as can be expected.
Mm. And so nobody's going into City Hall. This is all, you guys are all doing working from home.
Yeah, for the most part, yes. We're going in to collect applications here and there, but we're doing it in a way that only one person is in the office at any given time. But most of us are all 100% remote.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We'll see. This is going to be a few months, I'm guessing.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, this actually worked far better than I would have expected to have worked, and it's because of you guys. I mean, there were three of you actually making this happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of extra work. So thank you.
Well, thank you for being willing to try it. We really appreciate it, and I agree, it went very well.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a little strange not being able to see the applicants actually present, but I think yeah, when we did it for design review, I think it went well. So
yeah,
we ain't got no choice. This is the way it's going to be. So, mm-hmm. All right. Any other updates of any kind?
Steve has a question.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
Okay, I just sent the image to Mary.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And it has signage all through the band on the front of the building. And signage on the other side of the building in the band, and also more signage above the band. And it's from the original document of the building.
Wow. Okay.
Like early 1900s.
Great. Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Sure. Okay.
Bye. Thank you, Steve. Yep. All right. Well, that's great. That sounds like if they can make this work, that'd be great. So we'll wait until the next application or the next hearing date. So. Mm-hmm. All right.
I did just add something to add, totally unrelated. But I just learned today that Christine Poff, who's the director of CPA, was involved in a car accident.
A really bad one.
Yes, and I think this was a month ago, but I just learned of it today for the first time. I think she's still in a rehab facility.
Jeez. She broke both her legs, I think.
Yeah. Wow. So I reached out to Felicia Jacques to see how we might contact her if we wanted to send best wishes.
Okay. All right. So if you want to have that sent around to everybody and they can do it on their own?
I'll share whatever I learn.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Okay. If that's it, we can have a motion to adjourn.
So I move to adjourn.
Okay. Second. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. All right.
Thank you, Mary and Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Gabby.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Stay healthy.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.